Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
In this debate between Biden, who wants to be president, and the current President Trump, when this debate unfolds on Tuesday night. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. I don't think it's going to come up that much. It is an issue because there's been this blowback of, oh, the timing, but not enough Republicans have jumped ship on it. So if you look at Amy Coney Barrett and the fact that she checks every box, oh, I hate that term, when it comes to being a conservative judge, she has the cred, she has the numbers, I can't imagine. She might get grilled on the Hill, but it's a question, I guess, of timing. There may be an argument over the timing. There might be a discussion about Barack Obama when he was president and was shut down on the whole judge thing and vilified a little bit when he was written about in pushing to fill a seat. But the bottom line is, if you look at the law is this can certainly be done. It has never gone through quickly. So the idea of having this happen before November 3rd that quickly is almost an impossibility, but I guess never say never. So as Biden seemingly has widened his lead over the president in some of the polls, although it's 6 or 7 points. The questions loom as to what is this debate going to look like. I mean, is it going to be a brawl, a barroom type brawl of words? Are the gloves completely off? Will Biden put his foot in his mouth, go off the cards of what he's been practicing or wants to say, and get himself caught up in the middle of something? Will the president get hot under the collar? Will they both get hot under the collar? The answer is stay tuned. I think it is going to be a brawl. And I do believe that a debate is something that's fascinating to watch. Maybe you hear some things you like. Maybe you hear some things you think are stepping around what's happening in America, but the bottom line to me is most people, I do not believe, are going to change their mind at all when they see the debate. I think it would be, I mean, if you had 5% of the people who watched the debates change their mind, that would be surprising to me. That would be an okay number, because I think hardly anybody will change their mind. It's just more reassurance and watching, and it's that possibility, especially after watching what happened in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. It's a whole different type of debate when you put Donald Trump in the debate as you did before he became president. Now he's been president, and now we're in the middle of this horrible pandemic where the economy's tanked, the questions are coming up about the stimulus, and when are we out of this thing, and so much surrounding the pandemic, I think, will take a big, big chunk of time. It won't be the only thing, of course. There will be other things like health care will come up. I think that comes up because of the judge, that there's more about Obamacare there. Excuse me. I believe so much will be focused on the pandemic and social unrest, the defunding police, not defunding police, Black Lives Matter, what has happened, you know, everything you can imagine question wise. I think a big chunk of time will go toward that too as well. Maybe even the fires in the West Coast, because, you know, how many are still burning? And just now in the wine country, it's, you know, people are speechless for what's happened there at Napa, Sonoma, three people dead in the California wine country fires that exploded on Sunday. So I think that certainly comes up too. It'll be fascinating to watch, that's for sure. And I think it's important to watch because maybe you hear something that you hadn't heard before. I don't believe minds, however, are changed. Pretty much people to me, other than super, super independents, have minds made up. I mean, for Joe Biden, it could be a more pivotal moment, I think, than for Trump. I mean, there's the good question. Who has more pressure, if you wanted to say there's pressure? You know, the president announced plans to distribute 150 million rapid coronavirus tests across the country in an effort to try to open schools. He talks a lot about how quickly the vaccine is going to be here. It's Operation Warp Speed. And to me, that's the huge part of people want something normal that seems normal, that's different than the question mark that everybody's living under. When it comes to the judge, the questions will be, I think, about health care, maybe Roe v. Wade, that can come up, too, kind of pushed in the middle of the judge. But it's going to be interesting, that's for sure. It's going to be interesting, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. All right, looking at the debate taking up so much of time. The other thing is, where are we with COVID-19? Deaths, 205. Cases, 7.16 million. 1 million deaths globally. So that's a big number out of 33.3 million cases. And in the United States, some places are having better luck than other places. I say luck, but are having more success with reopening. You can certainly see, I believe, that businesses are trying. There is a push to try to support local business. There's the hand sanitizer everywhere you go, masks being worn, I think, social distancing signs, and placement of where to step and how far apart. You know, that's gotten better in many, many cases. Is it helping? We're not hearing about a lot of deaths or illnesses related to the supermarket anymore, because remember, this is going to be the main place that people are going to go. And I noticed that not as many people are taking advantage of the drive up and they throw your groceries in the car. And I don't think that's everywhere, but is there a false sense of security? Are people just being better? Is it working better? And, you know, what is it? In New York, they're starting to see more cases kind of bubble up. You know, the threat of that so-called second wave still out there. And how many cases? Like, New York reported new cases over the weekend, seeing it their first day with more than 1,000 new cases for the first time since June, which is pretty big. And most of those were around the southern portions of the state and in New York City. And what the governor is saying is the key with the clusters is to jump on them quickly. Jump on them quickly. Special trick or treat coming up around the bend. I'll explain.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Every Monday leading up to Halloween, we have a special segment called Trick or Treat. So this is how it works. I'm going to give you a piece of news, and then you can think for a moment. Is it a trick or is it a treat? Is this really true, what she's telling us, or is it made up? And here's one for you. I've always liked chess, although I can't say I'm a great chess player because I haven't played it enough. I haven't. I need to take advantage of time with Anef. He plays, and I probably could get better if we practiced, if I played a few more games. But what's interesting is, do you believe that people are spending more time watching chess than ever? Has it shot up 500% since 2016? Is that true? 500%? Trick or treat. It's not a trick. It's a treat if you like chess. So apparently we like chess. A lot of us like chess. The grandmasters are going online, and so they're making that old school chess look like kind of checkers. NBC News reported that there's a new breed of chess champions. They use Twitch, the live streaming platform, to reach bigger audiences and even make money. Twitch is big in the gaming world, huge in the gaming world. I did a charity thing with Twitch, and I couldn't believe how many people in like 10 seconds were on. And they were helping, and they were trying to jump on and be part of it. It was pretty, it just blew my mind. So when I saw Twitch, I knew, upon further investigation, this had to be true. So that's why it's shot up, because it's more interesting to watch it. We like watching games being played. And even chess, even old school chess. How about this? Reflectables. Does that sound like something you've ever heard of? Lenses that are called reflecticles. It's reflecticles. That's what I'm calling it. Reflecticles. It's an eyewear company. They're selling frames and those lenses. And what it does is it reflects infrared light to obscure the wearer's face on security cameras. Trick or treat. Could there really be frames and lenses that could reflect that light so you couldn't see my face on a security camera? Oh my gosh. Don't tell the criminals. It is a treat or a trick, depending on how you look at it, if you do, you don't necessarily want that out there. It is really true, though. It is reflectables if you look it up, and they can obscure you on a security camera, so that's pretty frightening to me. And speaking of that, how about these metallic hoodies? An artist once created kind of a line of these metallic hoodies. It masks body heat, and it's thwarts the thermal cameras of overhead drones. It also stops bullets from piercing in through the pockets of the hoodies. Trick or treat? Well, that's a trick. I mean, not the thermal camera part about the masking the body heat, but the bullet. Yeah. Can you imagine? No, that would be a flak jacket. So there's no hoodie that does that, meaning the pockets can grab onto the bullets. But the body heat thing, I think, is really big, because then think of the drones and what's happening with the drones. All right, here's an interesting one. People talk a lot about magic mushrooms. I shouldn't say they talk a lot about them, but there's conversation about mushrooms to help with people with PTSD. Does it work? Does it help with people that are suffering from any kind of a mental disease? In Canada, companies that make medical treatments from psychedelic drugs are going public. Trick or treat? Trick or treat? No, they are going public. That is another treat for you. Your bag should be full. So they find that, you know, there's a lot of interest in this. There's a lot of reasons that people take magic mushrooms, so they might as well get in the middle of it so they can make some money on it. That's part of what the deal is, of course. Now, we're not thinking so much about restaurants right now, but there is a restaurant reservation platform called Tock, and they've got a feature that lets you book a reservation far into the future. It could be interesting, right? If it's not a trick, because you could say, well, look, Valentine's Day is off as far as a res, you know, going to the restaurant right now, right deep in the heart of Maggiano's or wherever. But in 10 months, we can do it. And so that's what I've given you for Valentine's Day. I booked a reservation. It is true. And of course, why not? Why not have people book them and they can cancel them, whatever? But I don't know. Maybe it gets people, especially for what could be a popular joint or was once, get it booked up, right? Absolutely. All right. As we continue with trick or treat, online dating. Boy, it'd be tough to be single right now, wouldn't it? Maybe, in a way. That's why I'm seeing so many puppies. Anytime I go to, like, the Doggies Wonderland, I see every guy that looks like they're under 30 with puppies, like a row of them. You know, there'll be five people pull up. They come out. It's these guys, I know, you can tell. They have these puppies. I'm like, ah, pandemic puppy, huh? And they always shake their head. Yeah, I got this puppy. I don't know what to do with them. I got to work from home. So I got to drop them off. But what do you do when you're in the middle of the whole dating scene? You know, there are 8,000 online dating sites. 8,000 online dating sites. Global online dating, the market, brings in $3 billion a year. By 2025, it's expected to rake in $9 billion. So here's the thing. Trick or treat. Are Americans the most single of any other nation out there? Are they more single than ever? Trick or treat? I think this one could really go either way. But in fact, yes, it is absolutely true. It is a treat that Americans are more single than ever. 50 million Americans have tried online dating. 20% of committed relationships began online. Wow, 20% is a huge number. A majority of the top apps are owned by one of four conglomerates. I think you can figure out who they are. be very easy to figure out who they are. All right, pizza, pizza, pizza. I will just tell you this. I don't have to trick anyone. Pizza is the number one food during the pandemic. Why? It's quick. It's easy. You want comfort food. If you like pizza, you order it. You make it. Pizza, 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 pizza. So Pizza Hut was always pretty innovative. They came up with all kinds of stuff. They had, remember, the stuffed crust. They had Bigfoot, that kind of thing. And they were hard to touch in that area. And they just kept increasing their market share, their market share, their market share. But Pizza Hut now is not into the new items game whatsoever. And the reason why is because Yum Brands did research, $22 million in research and development, $10 million less, I guess, than they spent during the pizza, they say, golden age was in the 90s. They looked at the technology, the marketing, and all that kind of stuff. And they discovered that, you know what, it's not about offering more. It's about it's about quick. It's about getting things to people quickly. It's about the technology you use to get them to order. It's all about that. And forget about an appetizer or any of that kind of stuff. They even had the stuffed Cheez-It. Ugh, stuffed Cheez-It. Are you kidding? Ugh. So it's really, people only care about the convenience of ordering. And that makes sense, right? So I'm just going to give you that. It is a trick and it's a treat. It's a trick because, oh my gosh, how much pizza can you order? But the best, easiest pizza to order is the one that wins. Because we don't want to jump through a bunch of hoops to get pizza delivered, right? You want it delivered, that's it. Just give me my pizza. I want my pizza. Anyway, so that's how trick or treat works. And there's some information that might be a treat to you, and there's some information that might seem like a trick to you, especially that infrared stuff. I mean, technology, again, it's the devil, and it's also the blessing, right? It's like a little of this, a little of that. Evil and good, all in the same. That's what's so creepy about trying to figure out what works for you and, I guess, what doesn't work for you. But sometimes you're dragged into it, like it or not, because of the places and the people that you frequent. Let's put it that way. All right, hang with us. Coming up, Author's Corner.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A lone Kentucky detective facing charges related to the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor pled not guilty. Brett Hankinson's plea comes 5 days after a grand jury indicted him on 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing into the home of Taylor's neighbors. He could face up to 5 years in prison on each count. The grand jury declined to charge Hankinson or the other two undercover narcotics officers who opened fire inside Taylor's house with her shooting. The decision not to charge the officers has set off even more protests in Louisville and across the country.
President Donald Trump took to the Rose Garden on the eve of his first debate with Joe Biden to reiterate an announcement from last month of a federal plan to distribute millions of rapid coronavirus diagnostic tests. A shipment of 6.5 million tests is expected to go out this week as part of the $760 million contract the administration announced last month. This is USA Radio News. The staggering numbers of shootings in the city of Chicago continue to rise, and USA's Tim Berg has details.
Chicago police say 9 people were killed and at least 42 others were wounded in shootings across the city over the weekend. Speaking with reporters, Police Superintendent David Brown calls it senseless violence that left innocent young children shot and killed.
The young people who have been shot and killed through senseless violence, innocent young children, you know, really young, 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old.
The majority of the shootings took place on the city's south and west sides.
Amazon is aiming to kickstart the holiday shopping season early this year. The company is holding its annual Prime Days over 2 days in October after the coronavirus pandemic forced it to postpone the sales event from July. It's the first time Prime Day is being held in the fall, and Amazon is positioning it as a way to get people to start their holiday shopping. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
I think it was fate that I am interviewing R.D. Shaw, because he's written a book called Relics. You can get it on Amazon. Some secrets should stay hidden. Ooh. And I found out when we had a conversation off the air that he is a fan of every single writer that I am a fan of, and we probably have written, or have read rather, all the same books where we've been sucked into the plot. There are thrillers, and his book is like that. You cannot put it down. I would say if you get this, you curl up somewhere, you get yourself a drink or a non-alcoholic or alcoholic or tea or whatever, and plan to sit there for a very long time. RD, thank you so much for coming on.
Hi, Kay. Thanks for having me. Pleasure to meet you.
Let's talk about what was the inspiration for you writing this book. How did it come about?
Well, I'd never written a book before, Kay. And basically, I was walking one day in Middle England, and I've never really had a kind of bolt in the blue, as you hear people talk about, but this was as close to it as I've ever had. And I just realized that I wanted to write. And I went back home, spent about 4 or 5 days kind of thinking about it and the book I'd really like to write, what kind of style. And the outcome of that was my first book, which was Relics.
And in order to come up with the plot and how you pulled this all together, you know, there's historical fact in it. So you had to do some research with this, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I realized that I wanted to write which suited me, very fast-paced thrillers. but I was very interested in mixing fact with fiction. And so I started to do a lot of research. I should say also, you know, I mean, the writers I loved to read, guys like Michael Crichton, Frederick Forsyth, Dan Brown, and I basically, I was reading, I think the last book was a Dan Brown book, which would be Angels and Demons. And this is about 4 or 5 years ago. And my eyes were kind of opened up to the idea of the Vatican, which I never really thought of as a subject before. I suddenly thought, yeah, I'd like to look into that, just do some research, which is what I did. And I spent, you know, probably about three months just researching the Vatican, everything connected with it, and historical, the history behind it. And I started then to create a story, which was a fiction story, a fast-paced thriller, which was in part, I won't give it away, but in part linked to events that happened at the Vatican.
Wow. I can just see what that would be like, that research, and then coming up with the twists and what happens in the book and how you come out of it at the end. Was that part really fun? Once you get down the research you needed and you start to think about the characters and you start to think about where you're taking them, and I can tell you're passionate about this, and it's clear in your writing. Did the characters just kind of flow through you?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's strange. I found, and remember, this was my first book, so I'd never written before. So it was my first chance. And what I found is it's just as much fun going through it and kind of discovering the story as you go, as if I'm reading a book or watching a movie. And what I found is that, you know, I had a rough idea, sense of where I was going. But one of the most exhilarating moments, and they are fun, if you like writing, and I do, I love it, is actually discovering the story that you knew was in your mind, but you just weren't quite sure what it was. It's kind of like a ticker tape of ideas in your head, and you know they're there, but you just haven't discovered them yet. And you know, as you piece it together, and it becomes a full story, it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun to write. It was a lot of fun to write.
And we're speaking with R.D. Shaw. He's in our virtual green room, joining us from England. And the book is, again, Relics, Some Secrets Should Stay Hidden, very easy to find on Amazon or any place where great books are sold. We're talking about his thriller, his novel, his first one, where it seems like he's written 4 or 5. I got to be honest about that. What do you hope that the reader takes away from reading your novel?
I think, firstly, one thing I try and do, and I really want my readers to take away, is firstly that they can kind of, you know, just for a couple of hours a day, just slip away from everyday life, their life, and just slip into a bit of fantasy. And the one thing I love about writing these books is it's fantasy, which is fun. You know, it's like watching a movie for a couple of hours. You can just disappear, you know, just for a few hours, get away from everything. But also, I love that. I love the idea of historical fact, and you know, it's the old adage of, you know, history is written by the victors, by the winners. There's a lot of history which goes unwritten, but if you can, research, if you can really find some of the stories that have been lost to history, it's fascinating. I think, as a reader, when you're not only mixing that thriller element, you know, that suspense, thriller, page-turning kind of books, which I try to write, with also truth. It just gives it an added weight. And again, that's what I'm really trying to do, is really trying not to think about things, but just to get away from their lives for a few hours at a time and just, get into a different world, basically. And that's what I try to do at any rate.
And so, having done this one, I can only imagine that we're going to see many more novels pour out of you. Are you working on something now? Are you thinking about a couple of different topics, perhaps, or moments in history that you could weave into your next novels?
Yeah, well, I have to say, this one was, you know, I started this one, like I said, on my own. I'd never written before, and it was just a one-off. And then I didn't have a publisher, so I just published it online. And it just got picked up with Amazon. And suddenly, you know, the first couple of days were pretty slow. I had a couple of books sold, all digitally. And then suddenly, after about a week, it just took off. And I think I got down remarkably, it was astounding to me. Within a month and a half, I think it was down in the top 20 of all books sold. And this is just some guy who's never written a book before. And so it was a real wake up call. And so I decided then, the main character had a guy called Alex Harker, who is an archaeologist, Cambridge University, and gets pulled in. A very ordinary guy, smart guy, very capable. The guy that just gets pulled into a very shadowy world. Again, history, fact mixed with fiction. And I just found that after that first one, I thought I'd write a second one. And then I was approached by publishers, real publishers down in London, Canelo Publishing, and they basically took me on. Three books with them. I'm just about to start writing the sixth. Just brought them all out in paperback and just about to come out in audio books as well. And basically, they've asked me to do another series, which is unconnected with this as well as a Harker. Something right now I'm literally putting together. But I'm still trying to decide where. I'm not quite sure. I don't want to give anything away because I don't want to say that I'm going to do it and then change my mind. a great habit of doing that. If you suddenly come up with a better idea, anything, actually, that would work, that wouldn't. So, but yeah, at the moment, they want me to do another three books, but separate from what is called the Harker Chronicles, which became the Harker Chronicles.
Right. And the Harker Chronicles, I already said this, of course, you really get pulled into what's happening, and I think that's because of the research, it's because of your chops as a storyteller, and obviously they saw that, and you're just, it's following your passion and not realizing it, and you called it, you said, it was that bolt that suddenly hit you from out of the blue, and aren't you glad that happened, because like so many of us, you were a jack of all trades and you did all kinds of things in your lifetime. But did you ever think you would be a writer, a novelist?
I got to say no. Simple answer, no. I was very fortunate. I had a good education, was a terrible student. But I was very fortunate that I got to do a lot of traveling. And that really opened my eyes to just the atmosphere, meeting people, different cultures. But I never thought I was going to be a writer. I actually spent, about 4 years over in the States, at University of Miami. I was fortunate enough to go there. And, all this traveling just gave me, I think, a really good foundation to be a writer, even though I didn't realize I wanted to be a writer at the time. But it's very much like, to be a writer, I'm a big believer in, unless you want to do something like, be a rocket scientist or a doctor or a profession which is going to take many years of training, I'm a big believer in anyone can do anything they want if you have the will and if you have the belief in yourself. And for a lot of years, I found I was really, if I'm honest, quite directionless, which is very frustrating. Anyone who's ever, and I'm sure there are people out there, if you feel directionless, you know you've got something to give. It's a very frustrating situation to be in because you just feel like you could do so much more if you just knew what you wanted to do. So the fact that I had that bolt from the blue, I think what alcoholics call a moment of clarity. it was just a godsend, and luckily I acted upon it. Because, a lot of times, you'll have ideas and you don't really follow through, and maybe because you're fearful, you're worried, you can't make it, you're not good enough. But the truth is, people, unless you give it a try, you'd be surprised what you are capable of.
Yeah, I love it. That's a perfect place to end this. We are capable of so much more, and thank goodness you found what you were really, really good at. The book is called Relics, Some Secrets Should Stay Hidden. R.D. Shaw, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kay, for having me.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This book, can you almost hear the barking in the background, Mahalo in the past, and of course now I have Guinness. But the book title is Too Many Pets. Mark Anderson joins us, and this is a kid's book that's written in poetry style, so it probably was a lot of fun to write. And you know, we've got the holidays coming up, and so many people are looking for great gifts, and I think the gift of a book is the best thing that you can give, and especially to children. Mark, thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
So let's talk about why you wrote the book about pets. How come pets?
I don't know. I've always had pets all my life, and it just seemed logical. I mean, it's I guess no particular reason.
Yeah, just thought, hey, I like pets. And did you have a favorite pet?
I have. I mean, I guess if I had to pick out one favorite pet in my whole life, I have had a dog named Grundy, who died.
Grundy. What kind of dog was Grundy?
Oh, my pound puppy.
Oh, yeah, pound puppy's the best.
Yeah, I had him for 13 years. I got him from the pound when he was about, 10 weeks old or something. And then he grew up with me, and my kids grew up with him. And, he was a special dog, and he died in about 4 years ago. But now I have a couple other rescue dogs, but Grundy kind of stands out in my mind.
Yeah, I like that, Grundy, because Grundy was there for a long time. And you just said that you've got a couple of different pets now, a couple of different dogs. And now what's interesting is you're seeing that the adoption of cats and dogs has just, and other animals, but has really soared because of this quarantine. And I think it's because of that bond we have with the animals. What do you think?
Well, yeah, that makes sense. People get lonely. I just hope that when the quarantine is over, they don't suddenly decide they don't need the dogs anymore and start taking them back to the pound. You know, people do that.
Yeah. They do. They drop them back off at the pound. You started, so we jumped into this, and I wanted to tell everybody, you're a retired librarian. What a cool job. If I had your job, I would get fired, because I would want to read every book, so I'd probably squirrel away in a corner somewhere. They'd be looking for me, paging me, whatever. But what kind of a career was that like? I mean, how cool is that?
Well, it was my library specialty all the while I was working, or at least for the last 30 years or so, was government documents.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the guy that, well, selected which government documents we got. And, I mean, it sounds boring to people, but, you know, to laypersons, but it's really fascinating. You never know what you're going to find in a government document section.
Ooh.
You know?
Yes, government documents. So when you get a government document section, I've gone in D.C. and went to a library and looked at some documents, but I had to sign my name. I had to wear gloves. Is it like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Not in the collections I worked in. And of course, now they're all online anyway. So So any library can have a good government documents collection. But it's you never know what you're going to find. I mean, I just stumbled across so many stories, you know, there will be some a congressional hearing of investigating something or other, and within it you'll find, you know, stories with plots and characters and you know, dramatic pauses, and it's amazing. I could write a bunch of historical novels on it.
Well, that's probably what's next for you. You go from too many pets to talking about historical documents. You could really weave a tale. And you're in Colorado. I want to say that because, you know, it just made me think of that, how much I love Colorado. It's so, so beautiful there. And I was looking at your book, Too Many Pets, and on the cover you've got some kids, and you have a dog that is in the hand of one of the kids, you know, their head, that's like reminded me so much of Guinness, and I think people listening who get that about dogs. Was it hard to do it in poetry style, or this is something you've always done, it sounds like?
No, it's just, I mean, I was always a big fan of Dr. Seuss.
Right.
I read my kids Dr. Seuss so much of that I still run around with passages from Dr. Seuss running through my head, you know, from memory. I can, it just kind of works. But one thing I did want, do you want to ask about the illustrations?
Sure. Tell me about the illustrations.
Yeah, the illustrator is a young lady that I've been friends with for many years. Friends with her family. Her mother and I have been friends for like 40 years or more, or even more. And her mother is Joan, and she, Joan always wrote, you know, sends me birthday cards and Christmas cards with her own illustrations on them, her own little cartoons. And so when I was looking for an illustrator for that, I asked Joan if she wanted to illustrate it, and she suggested her daughter Asa, who lives in Iowa City. So I sent it to Asa and asked her if she wanted to do the illustrations, and she did. And a lot of the things that are in there, I mean, it was her idea. I mean, it was like the idea of making the girl character, the my dear, the nameless my, making her black was Asa's idea, but it fits, you know.
Yeah, it fits with the two kids. And again, the illustrations, the book, really, really funny. Too Many Pets. Mark Anderson, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's so interesting in this book, Too Many Pets. I think it's what's so good about this is children learning about pets. I mean, the story is about a young man explaining to his friend why he doesn't think he has too many pets at all. And when we talk about, and I asked Mark about that, when you talk about he's got pound puppies, I have a pound dog, and my first one was two. Mahala was the golden retriever I had, and Guinness is now too, who's a mix of those, by the way. Pet adoptions are up, and I think what he said is powerful. Pets and adoption go together like ham and cheese, I think, seriously. And during the pandemic, because there's so much isolation, there are so many people that are adopting. I mean, during the coronavirus, I was looking at the statistics, it is just completely soared. It's like pet mania. And it's something to keep in mind that, you know, watch and see what's happening with these pets. Are some of them going to go back after the pandemic? He said he was worried about that. That's the same with me. I was reading about this huge pet shelter. It's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals in Los Angeles, and it's a nonprofit shelter, right? And the adoptions there are double their usual rate. In June, they had, you know, 13 a day, they were saying. And they even had a waiting list for certain types of dogs and for puppies because so few were in the shelter. So people were calling up constantly. Their phones were ringing off the hook of people saying, tell me when you get somebody in. Tell me when you get a dog in. Tell me when you get a cat in. Tell me. And then if we go to the other side of the country, at animal care centers in New York City, about 25% of the people who agreed to take in foster dogs temporarily at the start of the pandemic had adopted them permanently by like June or July. And usually the foster, I didn't know this, this is so fascinating, the foster turned adopter figure is 10%. 10%. So you never see that. It is a temporary thing, which I think is great when somebody does that. But the fact that they then adopted them, I think it just shows you there's much more interaction. And I agree with Mark. I hope that continues and you don't see a lot of animals left or abandoned on the street or whatever, because I just think that is awful and so, so heartbreaking. Anyway, got a kid in your life, grandkids, friends of kids, great birthday present. And as I said, the holidays is coming up, so we're starting to do that, giving you options for holiday stuff. So Too Many Pets, Mark Anderson's book. You can pick it up on Amazon.com. Thanks for listening to this version of the show. Remember, make it count, everybody.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.